Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Great Pop Culture Debate Podcast. 2022 was another roller coaster year, but at least we got some great pop culture out of it. Join Great Pop Culture Debate panelists and a few special guests as they share their favorite books, albums, films, and TV series from the past year. If you're overwhelmed with all of the incredible content from this past year, let the Great Pop Culture Debate team break it down for you and tell you what's worth your time. Find the Great Pop Culture Debate podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Earbuds Podcast Collective is sponsored by With Great Power. The electric grid is one of the most complex machines ever built, and it's changing faster than ever. When an industry that's remained the same for almost 100 years starts to change quickly, there are a lot of questions to answer. Enter With Great Power, a podcast about the people who are building the future grid today. On each episode, host Brad Langley shares stories and interviews experts about the technology, climate, security, and economic shifts that are reshaping utilities and the electricity system. Find and follow With Great Power wherever you listen to your podcasts. Welcome to the final episode of 2022. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt. Next time you hear my voice, it'll be 2023. I've been spending some time lately reflecting on this year and all of the great podcasts that I listen to. As you've probably figured out by now, I listen to a lot of audio content every week, whether it's podcasts, audiobooks, or even articles read by AI. I love consuming content through my ears. So, in order to celebrate that content, I made a big old listicle and posted it on the Earbuds blog. It features 30 podcast recommendations that I listened to and loved this past year. How this blog came to be was that back in April, when I was about to hit 10,000 followers on Twitter, and in order to gamify the situation for myself, I tweeted that I would recommend a podcast episode for every like that post got. The post ended up getting over 600 likes, so for each like, a recommendation was made. And that meant that every time I tweeted, the tweet would resurface and then get more likes. So it's going to be a never-ending cycle of podcast recommendations that'll go well into 2023. I used this tweet to create my 2022 listicle. Obviously, 600 podcasts is way too many to include in one blog post, so I chose 30 podcasts that really stood out to me. It's not a comprehensive list of all of the shows that I listened to and loved, but it covers a bunch of them. If you're interested in learning about my year of podcast listening, you can find this listicle at earbudspodcastcollective.org/blog. It will also, of course, be linked in the show notes of this episode. And of course, right here, right now, we have even more podcast recommendations for you from this week's Earbuds curator. Before we get to that, though, let's review last week's podcast recommendations from Earbuds. Our curator, Iman Ismail, shared podcast episodes with us that talk about business advice and share stories from women of color. The theme was called BIPOC Women in Business. We listened to Iman's show, Mistakes That Made Me. We heard the Get Paid podcast and then Hello 7. We also learned about the Quiet Rebels podcast. And last, we listened to the Black Girl Business Bar podcast. Did you have a chance to listen to any of those podcast recommendations from Iman? If you missed it, you can find her podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. But if you did get a chance to listen to last week's episodes, did you find a new favorite show? If the answer is yes, I would love to know that. Now, on to this week's recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Chris Mancini. Chris is sharing podcasts with us that'll help you wind down, de-stress, and even fall asleep. The theme is called You're Getting Sleepy, and these podcasts will guide you through a bunch of relaxing stories with soothing narration. In a bit, we will hear from Chris. Sort of. I'll get to that in a second. We'll hear his podcast recommendations and how he compiled this list for us. After that, we've got a voice clip from this week's Spotlight podcast pick. The show is called Undetermined, and it's a true crime show about Jessica Easterly Durning's death, the cause of which is still considered undetermined. After the Spotlight pick, I'll share some podcast industry news before we close the show out for the week and the year and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. So here we go. Here are this week's podcast picks from Chris. But wait, actually, we've got something a little out of the ordinary here. You'll actually hear a character that Chris plays on his podcast. Here's Professor Atwood. He'll explain everything. And shout out to Professor Atwood's sound designer because this voice clip has a soundtrack to it and everything. Let's get into it.
Hello, friends. This is Professor Jonathan Peter Atwood here, and I'm going to tell you about some great podcasts to help you go to sleep. So this is basically a You're Getting Sleepy podcast recommendations episode, or podcast and chill, as the younger people, like my lab assistant Bradley, say. I mean, let's face it, sometimes we all just want to relax, wind down, and put down the experiments for a while. Sometimes we want to sleep, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just want a calming story to lower anxiety and reduce stress without constantly being told how to breathe. Scientifically speaking, that can be, well, annoying. Anyway, these are some podcasts that let you drift off into different worlds so you can enjoy a pleasant slumber without you having to do anything. Sometimes you just want to let someone else drive. So, without any further ado, let's get to the list. First off is, well, my show, so please forgive the forward and assumptive nature of my listing order. You see, The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood is a hybrid relaxation, storytelling, comedy, science, adventure podcast where, as a scientist and explorer, I tell stories about my adventures all over the world and beyond. Music, ambient sounds, and sound effects all combine with my narration to help you chill, reduce stress, and go to sleep. It was created by Chris Mancini, who has apparently been podcasting for quite some time and is good people to boot. Or so I hear. Anyway, I thought since it's Christmas, episode 8, The Christmas Conundrum, is a good entry point listen as I talk about solving a problem with a missing Christmas star that powers a town. It also features original Christmas music by Ron Tansky. Please, give it a listen. Next up is Nothing Much Happens, which is a soothing listen where you get the story read twice to really get out of your head. Yoga and meditation teacher Catherine Nikolai tells a bedtime story where, well, nothing much happens. Truth in advertising. The stories help you relax and sleep peacefully. I personally feel there is nothing more soothing or comforting than being in a bookstore, so I highly recommend episode 2, Closing Up Shop. Next up is the granddaddy of sleep podcasts, Sleep With Me, which features the delightfully placid tones of Drew Ackerman, who hits all the right notes to help you chill and go to sleep. While there are all sorts of TV and movie tie-ins with his episodes, I am partial to The Exotic Journeys, of course, and since it's Christmas, I recommend the North Pole Park train tour episodes. Scooter and I have often consulted on various experiments, and his insight is very valuable. And Drew just wants to help, so you have nothing to lose by trying it out. If his podcast isn't working for you, he has a list of other podcasts on his website to try under No Thanks. I mean, who does that? Next up is Welcome to Night Vale, where you can tune in twice monthly for updates for the small desert town of Night Vale, where every conspiracy theory is true. Sure, of course, it can be creepy and weird, which isn't usually my thing, but Cecil Baldwin's narration is so soothing and the music is so pitch perfect, you'll find you'll be lulled into a relaxing, meditative state, possibly against your will. I find it remarkable, and so will you. Jeffrey Craner and Joseph Fink have done an amazing job of building the town of Night Vale from scratch, and while you can start just about anywhere, there's something extra special about episode 13, A Story About You. Lastly is Get Sleepy, which takes you everywhere from a night carnival to a pirate ship, but I am partial to a trip to outer space in the Flying Over Mars episode. And as an avid board gamer, I do like to play the game Terraforming Mars, so it checks both boxes. And while it doesn't take into consideration how the Martians feel about their planet being terraformed, Thomas Jones's narration is both soothing and comforting, and you feel like he's a veteran Mars tour guide as you learn all about terraforming and slowly drift off to sleep. So there you have the list, and I hope it helps you relax and sleep. We all need to take a break now and then, so why not let podcasts do the heavy lifting sometimes? I mean, I've visited cities up in the clouds, explored a virtual world, and searched for hidden pirate treasure. The truth is, sometimes in between adventures, you just want to relax and save having to deal with the dinosaur guarding the hidden island temple for later. So good night and Godspeed, adventurers.
Thank you to Professor Atwood and to Chris Mancini for curating this week's list of podcast picks for earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. I'm looking forward to hearing some relaxing podcasts that'll help us de-stress as we close out the year and begin a new one. Chris's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can grab them easily. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Are you interested in curating a list for us? Here's how our newsletter works. Each week, we pick a curator, and they curate a 5-podcast episode list for us. As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, and if you have a podcast of your own, you can include that in your list. Find a link to the curator application form in our newsletter. Now it's time to share our spotlight pick. Along with our weekly 5-podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Undetermined. Here is one of the show's hosts, Jessica Knoll, to tell us about it.
Hi, I'm Jessica Knoll, an investigative journalist and the host of Undetermined from Tenderfoot TV and Resonate Recordings. I'm excited that Undetermined is this week's spotlight pick for earbuds. In Undetermined, my partner, retired detective Todd McComas, and I dig into the mysterious death of Jessica Easterly Durning. But when we hit the ground in the Big Easy, we quickly realize this case is going to be anything but easy to unravel. Jessica's case remains unsolved 3 years after her body was discovered 2.5 blocks from her home. The coroner ruled her cause and manner of death as undetermined, and until that word is changed, her case hangs in limbo.
Thank you to Jessica for sending in that voice clip and for telling us about Undetermined. You can listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts, and we will link to it in the show notes. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. First up, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Passell writes, Iranian women have been banned from Iran's national soccer stadium, Azadi, a word that means freedom, for 40 years. In 4 parts, 30 for 30's Pink Card podcast tells a multi-perspective story of the revolution that started it all, to the recent protests that erupted after the death of Mahsa Amini. Next, NPR's 2023 Student Podcast Challenge will open for submissions on January 6th, 2023. Students from around the country are invited to create a podcast and compete for a chance to have their work featured on NPR. Students from 5th grade through college are eligible to participate, but the rules vary depending on your age. Next up, at Earbuds, we have updated our Working with Podcast Apps webpage for podcast creators. If you're a podcaster, one of the best ways for your show to grow is to get featured on podcast listening apps. Our webpage describes how to get your podcast featured on places like Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, and more. We share free and paid opportunities, and we'll have a link to this webpage in the show notes of this episode. Next up, Play On Podcasts released the first episode of The Winter's Tale last week. It's a podcast that translates Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale into modern verse. And last, Pacific Content released their annual industry forecast blog post called What's Next? They asked 30 podcast industry experts to weigh in on the future of podcasting. I shared some predictions about the future of video podcasting, money in audio, listening trends, and more. Before we go, I want to do a quick recap of our year at Earbuds. As you know, we send a themed list of 5 podcast episodes curated by a different person each week in our newsletter. And then we talk about those podcast recommendations on this podcast. Here are the themes that we covered this year. We started off with A Good Cry. Really great way to start off 2022, don't you think? Then we had a list called Through an Expat Lens. Then we had How Do You Feel? Then Asian Experiences in the U.S., for February, we kicked off with Why Black History Matters. Then we had Minds to Sit With. And then Would You Celebrate With Us? 5 years at Earbuds, Wood being the traditional anniversary gift for 5 years. Then Film History Podcasts, AI in Our Lives, Precedented Times, Behind the Icons, Women Leaders in Podcasting, Mood Boosting Stories, podcasts about Britney Spears, Libraries, Not Just Books, Songs, Sounds, and Their Stories, Stories of Indelible Women, Unexpected Smart Business, Raising Awareness About Disabilities, Rewriting Black and Indigenous Histories, Living in Our Bodies, Art Imitates Life, Imitates Podcasts, Pride is a Riot for Pride Month, Women in Entertainment, the podcast musical Must Go On, Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiving, True Crime All Day, Hip Hop History and Hustle, Hope Punk Audio Dramas, Vibrant Matter, Podcasts Investigating Justice, Self-Acceptance and Self-Love, Podcasts at Work from the team at Rough Translation, Falling in Love with Podcasts, Music Untold, Books and Reading, Spotlight on Neurodivergent Podcasters, Podcasts of Nigerian Origin, Podcasts Celebrating Latine Culture, When Someone You Love Has Breast Cancer, More Than Interviews with Musicians, Listening is Powerful, Climate Change Podcast That'll Change You, Inside Cults, Spooky Funny Fun, For Bleat's Sake, Animals, Climate in Disguise, Listen to Canadians, eh? Thinky Docs, Entertainment in the Spotlight, The Story of Women's Healthcare, BIPOC Women in Business, and of course, this week, You're Getting Sleepy. If any of those theme titles caught your attention, they're all available on our website in the archives section. You can find it by going to earbuds.audio. What a year it has been. While you're on our website, make sure to also check back in our archives from 2017, 18, 19, 20, and 21. We've been putting out podcast recommendations for almost 6 years now, and we will continue to do so. Thank you all so much for your support. If you're listening to this show and you're thinking, hey, I curated that list, well, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who contributed to making Earbuds what it is, the curators, the listeners, the readers, the social media followers, anybody who sends me an email in reply to any of our newsletters that go out. I really appreciate everybody who makes this thing go round. I also want to shout out Abby Kleonsky, who edits our newsletter. She's amazing. I want to shout out Devin DiComo, who is our newsletter and podcast coordinator. She also recently produced an episode of Atlas Obscura's podcast, so you should go and check that out. We'll put a link in the show notes. I also want to shout out our former podcast and newsletter coordinator, Nina Joss, who is now working at a local newspaper in Denver, Colorado. So congratulations to Nina on that. And I also want to shout out Daniel Turek, who is listening to this right now as he edits this podcast. He's amazing. If you're ever looking for a podcast editor / sound designer / engineer, he does it all. He's really, really talented. Thank you all so, so much. That is it for our show this week and for this year, folks. Thank you so much for listening throughout 2022. Now go and listen to some more podcasts. See you in 2023. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. And until next week, happy listening.